Everybody, good to see everyone, and I'm very excited too. Tim had mentioned this a day or two ago that maybe Bernie might be joining us. Well, sure enough, Bernie Sanders walked in today.
Hello, Miss Carpenter.
Good to see you again, Bernie. How are you?
Of course, I'm doing well.
I know things are very exciting right now. You were at the fundraiser, right?
The what now?
The fundraiser.
What are you talking about?
Well, you were here. You know this, Bernie.
I was doing some stand-up down at Chuckles. I don't know Chuckles. About no fundraiser. No one told me.
Well, you were at the fundraiser for Joe Biden. For
that son of a bitch.
Wait, well, why are you calling him a son of a bitch, Bernie?
I expected a personal invitation from that cocksucker.
But it says you were there.
Where did you read that? Nonsense hat.
Actually, quite a few different places have said you were there.
Why am I look-alike?
Oh, it was a look-alike who'd said. Okay, so it wasn't you that was actually
he was probably
there.
Showing off a pussy, too.
Is that right, Bernie?
Be my cock block, like Hillary.
But wait a minute. Wait, you say Hillary? Hillary is a cock block?
Hillary was Bill's biggest cock block.
Well, yeah, I get what
That's
you said.
What it's, base comes from.
Wait, specifically against Bill Clinton. She was a cock block.
Against Hillary. She was the ultimate and original.
She was the original cock block. So cock blocking wasn't.
Hey, Mr. A.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about some games coming up.
Oh, wait, you had some.
Bernie needs to make some money, some quick cash.
Some cornhole tournaments.
But he's good with the sporting betting, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. So, Mr. A, it sounds like Bernie could use your advice on something.
Give me a sure thing.
Mr. A, do you have any advice that you would recommend? Any advice for betting on which games?
Any sporting event you have in mind.
Oh, I'm sure Mr. A would probably recognize something.
I'm sure. He's good like that, I believe.
There you go. Oh, but tell me, Bernie, you said you were doing stand-up?
Of course, I told you I was getting into that game.
Oh, Mr. A says I know nothing about baseball.
I don't care. I'll bet on what was that, the March Madness?
Basketball.
The women's football, basketball. Baseball, basketball. I don't get the new football that's going on.
Wait, there's a new football going on?
The Rock has the new league coming out.
Oh, right. Good for him. Get it. Get yours,
that's
Dwayne Johnson.
That's just another way to fuddle. I shouldn't say it.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say it. I'll wait.
Bernie.
I'll wait. I'll wait till his season's over before I make true accusations.
Well, for what it's worth, wishing you here, Dwayne Johnson, all the success in the world.
XFL, was that his? That was The Rock's? Because I just saw an advertisement on the television for that the other day.
Okay, but XFL. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. That's XFL. That must be his. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up quick. But that's XFL. Is that what you're saying? XFL League. There you go. Yeah, I'm looking that up. And let's see. And Hugh Janus, that's funny, says it's called USL, XFL, and USFL merged. Oh, okay. That's the deal. All right. And I'm seeing it says here it was a professional American football minor league consisting of 8 teams located across the U.S. Okay, and yeah, XFL stood for Extreme Football League. Okay.
Hopefully it's a union, it's not an unholy union.
Oh, not an unholy union.
Hopefully I got married in a nice synagogue somewhere.
Is that right?
But I don't know too many Jews to play football. They own the teams, but they don't play football.
Okay, yeah, actually I'm not sure.
They bruise easily.
Oh, Bernie. I feel like there are Jewish football players. I couldn't name any, but listen to me.
If there is, it's not by birth.
No, not Jewish by birth?
No, it's by choice, probably because they had to marry, you know, the schwitzer that they, you know, that had a lot of money. It's like, well, he's got to be a Jew, so he probably did. All right, I'll be a Jew for a day or two.
So bad. Okay, I see this. Yeah, Jewish football players with the NFL. There's Greg Johnson of the Minnesota Vikings. He's a kicker.
Yeah, he's not a player. He's a kicker.
Yeah, but that's a football player.
That's not a player.
Why?
I said he doesn't get to get. He doesn't get touched. If you touch the kicker, you get in deep trouble.
There you go.
Unless he gets the quarterback the ball and he goes to throw it, then you could tackle him. But otherwise,
okay, okay. And let me see, I also see this too. There is Sid Luckman, who played quarterback for Columbia University back in the 1930s.
That's not professional.
Yeah, it's that.
And
different.
That's in the 30s. That's a whole different world back then. They were just coming back from the Holocaust, so he had to be tough.
Yeah, no joke. No joke on that one. Hugh Janus says, and I'm loving your name, Hugh Janus. That's funny. XFL was originally created by Vince McMahon from WWE back in the early 2000s and failed, and he restarted it again and ended up selling it to Dwayne Johnson. Okay, that's how it worked.
And then
what, Bernie? I didn't want to cut you off.
They had to buy Diddy out.
Oh, they had to buy Diddy out?
They had to get some kind of sporting team to funnel all the drug money through it and the whore money.
That is so bad. You're saying Diddy was involved with
No, not anymore.
Not well, yeah, I was going to say Diddy.
Except maybe
arrest.
The slots and, you know, but.
Except the what?
The whores.
The whole back. As in prostitutes, as in sex workers?
Sex workers. They have jobs. They pay taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
Most of them.
I think a lot of them do. You're right. Yeah. I agree.
The penis is not the only tip they work for.
Oh, yes, exactly. I think you're right. Oh, man, Mr. A said, and the preparation H.
That is correct.
Oh, man. Oh, just wow. But, okay, so but you were telling me a moment ago that you did stand-up here in NYC.
I do stand-up here a lot.
Well, I didn't know. I wish that you would stop in and see us more then, Bernie.
I'm a very busy man, as you know.
I do. I know. You've got a lot of work ahead of you.
Plus, they don't like me here in New York.
Why not? We like
Nobody likes people in New York. You're getting killed left and right.
Oh, that's not true. It's just not true.
They see an old curmudgeon Jew walking down the street. I'm a barely moving target.
That is so bad, Bernie. I mean, we're a very Jewish show. We're a very Jewish city.
I try to flash him, take my card out and flash him that I'm a, you know, senator from the great state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Most of them don't talk English anymore, so they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's like saying, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Or they think I'm making it up. The smart ones are like, yeah, you're not Bernie. What would you be doing here?
Well, I was going to say, as a New Yorker, I'd say, why wouldn't you want to be here?
But New Yorkers don't live here. They're all migrants now.
Well, there are a lot of New Yorkers who live here. I'm a New Yorker, and I live here.
But you're held up in your house all day with your cat, your husband.
Well, it's true, but we're not held up here.
You know what?
I'm not under captivity.
I thought that's how Tim kept you here. I thought the first chance you'd get, you'd be out.
No, I gotta say, Bernie, I'm head over heels for him.
So he still has your drug. That's good to see. It's good to see. Diddy's lack of supply didn't hurt your husband's supply of narcotics coming in.
Oh, that is so bad, Bernie. No, I recognize
the roof, the right in the hall. The roof, the right in the hall express.
No, yeah, Tim does not give me roofies.
That's right.
I recognize I'm a very lucky woman.
He's lucky I don't get the head of the DEA on him.
Oh, and Hugh Janus says Stockholm Syndrome. Funny, this isn't the first time I've heard this. No, not Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not under captivity. I'm all right. I can leave whenever I want, but I'm happy here.
Whatever you think. Whatever you think, Ms. Carpenter.
And Mr. A says, Tim says he likes it more when you're heels over head for him. LOL. Yeah, something like that.
See, I wouldn't work blue like that.
Is that right, Bernie? You know, it's funny.
Did Mr. A hear the episode about the anal cake?
It was jizz cake.
Jizz cake. That was a funny one. I heard that the other night.
You heard it. I'm glad you heard it. I'm always excited to hear that you listen to our episodes.
That was sometimes. I like that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a fun episode. It was, we had a new visitor come in. Yuri, that was his name. It's true. And I've met him before, but he was a guest on the episode for the first time. And we end up having regular listeners and new listeners actually had quite a bit to say about what Yuri had to say. And because Yuri was saying he wants to get, he wants me to, and another woman to jump out of a cake for Tim's 60th birthday coming up in May.
I was going to ask you what you guys had planned.
We don't have plans yet. But
what plans do you have for him?
I haven't made plans yet, but I'm thinking I'm liking Yuri's idea about jumping out of a cake. So I'm going to work on this. Okay. At the very least. Actually, Bernie, do you know of any places that make big cakes that I could actually order and jump out of for Tim?
Of course not.
You don't know?
Maybe the missus might.
Okay, if you don't mind asking.
I will ask for her.
Asking your missus and, of course, send her my massive amount of gratitude for that.
Or your friend Eugenia. Eugenia? You're the one that plays with fire?
Oh, Evgenia. Okay, yeah, she's hot. It's true.
She would know if she would come out to cake with you.
There you go. I'll have to reach out to Evgenia about this.
Yes, you do.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous and she's a good friend. And Hugh Janus says, make sure you stretch first. Yeah, I think that's good advice, Hugh Janus. Or as you say, for Bernie, I feel like I would assume you spend a lot of time stretching, don't you? Because I know you say that the missus, she keeps you on your toes.
She keeps you on my back. It's hard to keep her sexually satisfied.
Oh, man. Well, I would think that that makes you a very lucky husband, doesn't it, Bernie?
At my age, Miss Carpenter, you know, what new territories am I going to explore? Like, back in the old days, the horse, you know, the stagecoach days, a group of people get together and say, let's go west.
Yeah.
There's going to be uncharted territory.
Yeah.
What uncharted territory is Bernie going to find?
I have no
None.
Idea. But I would hope that that the missus is satisfying for some level.
Of course. But listen to me.
I'm listening, Bernie.
But that's what I'm saying is she likes to spruce things up, as you know.
Oh, yes, you've said this before, too. Now, has she ever jumped out of a cake for you?
She's done a lot more than that. Let's just say that. That's why I said maybe you should talk to her. But be careful, because she might want to attend this with you.
Okay, that's a good point. I don't know. That could actually be fun. No.
I wouldn't recommend it. I would stick with your friend Virginia, whatever.
There you go. I was gonna say it could be Evgeny. Of course, I have lots of hot friends. I was gonna say, we'll set something up.
I think all it takes was one.
I would
the winning lottery ticket. That's what you need.
There you go. You don't think it would be enough just for me to jump out of the cake?
Well, it's a special day.
It's true. I will give you that. It is a special day. And Hugh Janus says, I hear Bernie and his wife are very active in bed. Foreplay is them standing across the room yelling, screw you, at each other. Is that right, Bernie?
They usually be blind, blindfold the other one.
Yeah.
You know, then we lead them somewhere. We do one at a time, of course. But we lead them somewhere in the house.
Okay, one is blindfolded, the other
is
like
not. It's like a house version of Marco Polo.
Okay.
And then we throw things at one another.
Oh, why? Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't we?
Whatever gets you off, right?
You know, again, what else do we have?
I don't know, Bernie. I don't know. But I know what you've told me. It sounds like the two of you are still quite active.
That we are.
Oh, man, Bernie. Well, has the missus ever gotten a special friend to actually come dance for you or jump out of the cakes for you?
Of course.
All right. Well, would you like to tell us about that?
Not today, but not particularly. I want to talk about the status of this country.
Oh, let's hear it, Bernie. I would love to hear what you have to say.
That's... Hold on. Let me see something. Anyway.
Yeah, we're here. We're on pins and needles.
Hold on. The thing about it is, like, as I witnessed last night firsthand.
Yeah.
First, no one's asking Buddy. At first, you know, it made me kind of feel good.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, I thought last year, or the last election, maybe I'm too old for the game.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too old.
Oh, thanks for liking the show, Mr. A. Okay.
Right? Maybe my time is come and gone.
Yeah.
I should just walk out into the sunset.
I don't know, Bernie.
And my horse, you know, my cowboy.
Yeah.
My sailor suit. Did I tell you Trump called me to be his vice president?
Oh, God, no. No, you didn't. Tell me.
I'll give him this. He personally called me.
Yeah.
On my cell phone, on my analog flip phone.
Oh, you have an analog flip phone?
You have them square, flat ones?
No, I have a smartphone.
What's so smart about it?
I can go online.
I could do all these things.
With an analog phone?
Of course.
Really? I didn't know you could do that.
Takes longer, but, you know, hey, you get to the important things.
Okay.
You know.
It takes longer, but you were saying.
I interrupted you. Trump calls me.
Yeah.
It's important. I need to talk to you. It's very, very, very important.
Okay.
Of course, everything you say is important.
Funny.
He didn't think it was, but he didn't understand my humor.
There you go. Well, he does have dementia, so anyways.
Look, I'm not here to disparage anybody or disparage anybody or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just here to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Would you like to hear?
I would.
Right. So, he's nice enough to send his private plane to pick me up.
Okay.
Not like the shitheads in Washington.
Yeah.
They would have me drive my piece of shit and not even pay me for mileage or parking if they needed to talk to me.
Really? You see,
so I'll give them that.
I wouldn't have expected that, Bernie. I thought you really were telling me what happened. Okay. And I'm listening.
Pleasant enough to pick up the, you know, in his jet.
Yeah. You mean the one who's too broke to pay the fines?
Look, I'm just telling you.
I know. You're telling me. Yes.
We're never going to get through this story.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Bernie.
In the little time that I have here.
It's true. Let's hear it.
So he has the jet picked me up. Whisk me to Washington. I feel like Miss America.
Miss America. Really?
He's wooed me.
Okay.
And again, I could see that's how you get down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? He makes me feel special about myself.
Oh, God.
It's a dangerous trap that even Bernie gets caught up in. But let me tell you something. I made sure I was wearing my regular suit, my regular tie, all that stuff, right? Like he was just any other guy. So, you know, he has his little house. Not little, but you know where he's staying. I don't mean little house. He has his war room in the basement. He's talking to like one or two people. And he's going on his tragedies and everything. Like, and okay, thank you for coming. You too, you're dismissed. You may leave. They leave.
Yeah.
But we come back within a half hour.
Okay. So I think
we'll be here, you know, within a half hour. Are we done?
Okay.
So this is good. Now I know I'm going to be home a decent time.
Yeah.
I hope, because I hope you don't want to go out partying all night.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
Those days are well past me. Well past me.
You're over that. Okay.
I don't need...
That's fair, Bernie.
And I don't need the press coming in taking pictures.
Yeah.
Because then, forget about it. Then Bernie's he's not even president of his own house anymore. Then.
Scandalous. There you go.
Scandalous. Beyond scandalous.
That's fair, Bernie. That's fair.
Right, Terrence? Be more than scandalous.
Yes.
So... take a seat, please. Yes, sir, Mr. Trump. What could I do for you? He goes, well, I had you come here because I was going to ask you to, if you would like to be my running mate as my vice president.
Oh, God.
So, I had said, yes, Mr. Terrence.
Hi, Terrence. We got Bernie Sanders right here. Oh, it's all right. If you want to call back in, you can, Terrence. But you were saying, Bernie.
I could. He hear us.
No, he's not on anymore. Yeah, you can call
him. That's unfortunate.
That's okay. But you were saying, Bernie.
I was saying, Bernie.
Yes.
So, he says, well, may I call you Bernie? Again, very polite young man. At least to my face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know what Bernie was hoping?
What's that?
Bernie was hoping for Gander and his wife.
Okay.
Or his daughter.
Okay, I get that.
Or both. I wouldn't.
I get that.
Pass up that opportunity.
Do you prefer one or the other?
I don't, to be honest with you. I think he would have less of an issue if it were her daughter.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right on some level, but then do you think he really gives a shit about his wife?
Look, I'm just, you asked me a question.
I did.
I'm answering it.
Okay.
Maybe I'm answering it for me.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I was basically say they're both beautiful, of course, until they start talking.
But I think his daughter's got something more.
Okay.
But I also think that I would be in no way in comparison to her husband.
How so?
I think Jared, just by his stature, has the dick of death.
You think so?
Just the way he handles himself. I think he needs to tuck that into his tube sock. So he doesn't wind up stepping on it. That's why she's always smiling.
Okay. All right. Maybe you're on to something.
And that's why he always has this look of, something.
Smug.
No, just confusion, I think.
Oh, that is too much, Bernie.
Look, I'm going off the rails again.
Yes, yes, you are.
But I didn't get a chance to see either of them, unfortunately. I don't know. He said where they were. I really didn't listen. All they knew is they weren't there, and it kind of ruined my day. But, you know, fine. I'll keep going.
I'm sorry, Bernie.
They asked me if I want anything to eat or drink. I respectfully declined. Because they fed me on the plane, believe it or not.
Oh, well, so, that's nice they fed you on the plane. Was it good?
It was very good.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I got to watch whatever TV show I wanted without the missus wanting to change channels all the time.
How about
talking
that?
Through the shows?
Does the missus usually want to
change
channels?
Oh, my good Jesus Christ, she does.
All right. But is that okay?
Is what okay?
Is it okay that she wants to change channels?
No. I'm in the middle of a show.
All right.
I don't have the DVR.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bernie.
So what's, if I miss something, I can't rewind.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry, Bernie. I'm sorry about
that. Where's Bernie going to find this channel again?
So in other words, what you're saying, we need to let our audience know somebody needs to buy Bernie Sanders a DVR.
Or just show me how to do it.
There you go.
Your wife don't know. She's like, I don't need to do it. I'll watch it the first time in its entirety. I'm like, well, at what cost? At my
there
cost.
There you go. And she likes to talk through the shows you're watching too.
When I do get the 5 minutes to, you know.
I'm sorry, Bernie. Oh, but anyways, you were saying about how the former president had asked you, actually wanted you to be his running mate. What did you say?
I had said.
Oh, Hugh Janus says, did they serve Trump steaks and vodka? Yeah, that garbage. Did they serve that?
The Trump steaks were very good, I must say.
Really?
Right.
I heard they were trash, but okay.
But maybe to the general public, it's trash.
Okay.
But for high rollers like me, they give them the good cuts because they don't want the names being, you know.
And Hugh Janus says it was horse meat.
Look, I don't. It could have been anything. It could have been. I don't want to say it, but.
It could have been what?
Horse meat. Yeah, horses are majestic creatures.
They are.
In a sport of kings, for God's sake.
It's true. I agree with you, Bernie. I agree.
It should be treated nothing short of like a dog be treated. And that's well.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Bernie. But what did you say when he said he wanted you to be his running mate?
So I said, well, I had no idea you would ask me to do this. He goes, well, I was going to. I'm like, well, what do you mean you were going to?
Yeah.
He goes, I wanted to see how you would come just tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in a suit. Not the best suit, like your suits. But they were good.
Oh, man. And Hugh Janus says, maybe it was Big Macs and Diet Coke. There you go. I think you're probably right, Hugh Janus.
Look.
But you were saying, Bernie.
So, I said, no. It's a regular suit I wore. What else would I wear? He goes, I wanted you to bow to the crown, as it were.
Of course.
I wanted you to show up in a little sailor suit with a hat.
Of course he did.
And salute me.
Oh, of course he did.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
But really, could you? Is it really that big of a surprise that he was being like such a child like that?
Look, Ms. Carpenter, I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot. Some that I can't never forget.
I believe you. But really, a con man.
I thought he was joking.
But he's a con
man. I thought he was joking. I thought he was an idiot like your husband.
No,
making stupid jokes and thinking
no.
That was funny. So I said, well, Mr. X, and I highlighted on the X because I thought we were joking.
Yeah.
I said, hi, Mr. X, President X.
Yeah.
You let an old man beat you, President.
You
do you have one of the back I could put on for you? And he goes, he looks at me all in that mugshot of his.
Yeah.
It says, no, I don't. I don't provide wardrobe. And now I'm confused. Then I realize he's serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm doing the math.
Yeah.
You know what math that is?
What's that, Bernie? Tell me.
I walk out of the front door. I have to hail a cab.
Yeah.
To the airport. It's $50.
Of course. Of course.
Airline home?
Yeah.
If I could get it that time of night, $600-$700.
Yeah.
Because I'll do business. Yeah. I won't do coach, but I won't do first.
Okay.
So I love the comrades, but I can't be with them. Yeah. Because I wouldn't be able to get my sleep or my little.
That's fair, Bernie.
You know, thing over eyes time.
Get a little like, get
the guy
covers.
Would keep bugging me, like next to me. You know, yeah. Even in business, I get bugged.
Yeah, I believe you, Bernie. I believe
you. So that's the name of Tim's next album. In business, I get bugged.
Why? Have you suggested this to him?
I'll do it next time I see him. He won't listen
I'm
to me.
Sure. Never...
That's the next to my new comedy album, or next comedy album.
Oh, man. Well, we always appreciate you coming in. So he does, Tim does listen to you.
So,
he does.
And I listen to you and him. But I listen more for you. Than him.
Oh, well, thank you, Bernie.
So I said, well, Mr. Ex-President.
Yeah.
I would have actually said yes. However, when I'm sitting down, I would need your slutty wife sitting on this lap. My knee here?
Yeah.
In her nice little teddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see
a
that.
A stiff Jake.
Yeah.
And your daughter.
Yeah.
On this knee.
Okay.
Same thing.
A little tight.
And then kissing each side of Bernie.
Okay. Just
okay.
Just the cheeks.
This is where we would start. The negotiation.
Of course. Of course. So you're and it kind of sounds like on some level it's again they sex with both of them has to be involved.
Just for me to be considered. Because again, it is the end of my career.
Okay,
you can't recover from that.
Yeah, I
look at what's his face, the last vice president. They wanted to hang him.
They did. It's true. And
nobody's voting for that schlep anymore.
I agree.
Poor guy.
And you know what? And you are loved by
the
Democrats, Bernie. You are loved. Democrats and independents love you.
Am I it though? Am I?
I
went to that goddamn fundraiser last night. It wasn't for Bernie.
It wasn't, no. But we wanted you here. He wanted you here because it helped bring in more money and more attention.
Did they validate my parking on the way out?
I don't know. Did they?
No.
They didn't validate your parking.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that was
Bernie.
A monster's right there.
I'm sorry,
the last
Bernie.
Time I go.
That's, yeah, that's
the
not
the very
okay.
last time.
That's not okay. They should have validated your parking.
At least.
Yeah, I would think so.
Look, it's all water under the bridge.
It is. But still, thank you for coming to NYC. We always love having you here.
Of course you do. Nobody else does.
Oh.
On the way out, stop, see Diddy, but I think he's busy. So.
Yeah, as you say, I think Diddy's in lockup at this point, isn't he?
I don't think so.
I think? No?
No. That's why he was in Antigua.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because I think somebody probably tipped him off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Thanks for liking the show.
Yeah, thanks for liking the show, Hugh Janus.
But yeah, usually when the Southern District of New York comes down,
yeah,
they know when to arrest somebody. You know, that they're here or they're there or they have it fucking kind of ready. But okay. If they're like, look.
They've got to figure it out.
If we want to let this guy, we don't want to arrest him, but we want to bring everything out into the open. Because then we know maybe he'll panic and we'll have his phones tapped and he'll start doing shit that thinks he's safe. And then we're just going to keep adding to the case.
Okay.
As to where if he was here, he would throw his all, wouldn't be so smart about things. Cautious. But if he thinks he's safe, he might be calling people and, hey, don't forget to throw away the kitty pour, whatever it is.
There you go.
Don't forget to go in my back bedroom closet. They probably didn't see there was the trap door there on the right bottom right floor.
There you go.
Just make sure you get my fucking, you know.
Just, I gotta say, I get what you're saying, Bernie, but I gotta say, I'm so disappointed. I'm just not disappointed in you. I'm disappointed in P. Diddy.
He's a good kid.
But
he's just misguided.
I mean, misguided, but it doesn't sound like, again, if he was involved in underage sex trafficking.
What's underage, Ms. Carpenter? What's underage?
Underage, I think here in New York, is below 18.
I think it's 18.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure. 18,
right.
18 is
right.
Not underage. Below 18 is underage, yeah.
Correct.
So like 17 and under.
So you think a 17-year-old girl has seen a lot of things?
Yeah.
If he was having, well, actually, I take that back. I do agree with the one girl. The singer, she was a singer.
Yeah.
I want to say she was in 10th grade.
Okay.
She was 15. Didn't know anything. She was very, like...
naive?
Not even naive. Wished to... that was her hopes, to be naive.
Ah.
And Diddy was like 28.
Okay. Yeah, not cool. Not cool.
That's, you know, I've met someone, you know, 15-year-olds that you never know because of very bad things maybe they have.
Yeah.
They were raised by themselves. They were left alone a lot. They
far
had
more,
to.
Far more life experience than they should have had.
Unfortunate life
yeah.
experience. They never had time to be a child.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that math, anyway, I'm not one to judge. I don't know what they have as an attorney. I hope he gets a good one. But usually, if the Southern District of New York comes after you,
it's over. It's
you know,
over. Yeah.
You know, just whatever deal they're giving you, just
don't
you're
going
to have to go for it. You're
yeah.
going to have to go for the deal they give you because you can't fight somebody with unlimited money resources.
It's true.
And unlimited lawyers on the case.
Good point. Yes.
You could appoint 50 lawyers. You could pay for a few of them. But if you want other lawyers, just even interns.
Yeah.
That are at high prestigious schools.
Yeah.
To get, you know, life experience.
Yeah.
They're going to raise their hands. Hey. Okay, sure, come on, look.
Yeah.
Look at it for maybe we see, you see something we don't. So the more people, it's unlimited.
Yeah, I can
you
do
put
that.
That on a resume, you're golden. Unless
yeah.
you're Mr. Johnny.
Mr. Johnny, who's Mr. Johnny?
Oh, buddy? Mr. Johnny Cochran.
Mr. Johnny
May
Cochran.
May he rest in peace.
Exactly,
he
yes.
had it. He had the charm. He had the smart, brilliant man. I met
yeah.
him many times. Brilliant.
He had to figure. He was a great lawyer.
Brilliant lawyer.
Excellent
he
attorney.
He knew the law.
Yeah.
But he had the charm.
Yeah.
He
I that.
Could charm anybody. And he did. Now, if he was still alive, then Diddy would have a chance.
Okay, but yeah, he's not alive. No.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, I agree.
So, unless there's a new Johnny on deck, which I don't think there is, it's he comes along. That kind of lawyer, that smartness, that love of the law he had.
Yeah.
He did. He really did have a love of the law.
Yeah.
And love of people.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made him a great attorney.
Yeah.
And the stage presence, that whole.
Yeah.
They said he was like that in every, not just OJ, but every case.
All of his cases, he was always like that.
Very. In front of the jury, he was.
He's great at what
best friends.
Did.
Best friends, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't help but to love Mr. Johnny. So
may he rest in
may
peace.
May he rest in peace. Maybe Diddy's lawyer could take a cue from him.
Maybe. That's
you
a
know
possibility.
You know how football teams watch tapes of the opposing team's old games?
Yeah.
To see what they do when they don't
yeah.
do? Maybe.
Yeah.
Some lawyer that's it. Wherever, some little upstate shithole little office.
Here
that's
in
nothing
New York.
But time.
Okay.
Because there's nobody knocking on his door.
Okay.
Right? He starts watching tapes of the Southern District's
yeah.
filings and motions. And when they went to trial, blah, blah, he's ready. He's like Rocky. He asks Diddy, Diddy, you mind? I'm ready. And Diddy,
yeah.
being like Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? You're an underdog. Why not?
Okay.
He gets up there and he's Mr. Johnny number two. That would be great.
You want to see this, Bertie.
You want to see
this. You want to see this. We'll see. Who knows? There may be an attorney somewhere that's working on that. Just like you said,
but
Bertie.
I do have one last bit of advice and then I'm going to go.
Oh, let's hear
it. This is for Diddy as well.
Let's hear it, Bertie.
Whatever your lawyer you hire.
Yeah.
Or firm. Three words.
Oh, let's hear them.
What do you think they are?
I don't know.
Don't trust Whitey.
Oh, okay. All right. Don't trust Whitey. Specifically, don't trust Whitey as in don't trust Whitey.
Your attorney.
Okay.
Go for the black man.
All right. Okay, I get that.
Just some Jew from up north to to my boy, Diddy. Never trust Whitey. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
What's up, William O.C.?
Thanks for joining us, William O.C. We've got Bernie Sanders here right now.
How you doing? I hope you voted for Mr. Bernie.
Oh, yes.
They made Mr. Bernie pay for his parking last night at the fundraiser.
I'm sorry they made you pay. I'm sorry.
They said they would validate. I took my time. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
What did I get? I got free food. Oh, whoopee me.
I mean, that's nice. Free food is nice.
I still slept in my car. I didn't pay for the hotel.
Oh, you had to sleep in your car?
I paid for no room.
Oh, that's terrible, Bernie. I'm sorry you had to sleep in your car.
It's a very comfortable car. Don't worry.
Okay, that's good.
I don't want to pay for parking. I'll get towed. And then this congestion pricing, I don't know what's going on anymore.
I know. Well, I can appreciate there's the level of, all right, you know, trying to handle congestion and congestion here in the city. And, of course, with so much congestion, the streets get beat up. But if there's not enough money going into actually pricing, then we can't afford to fix the beat up streets. But yeah, we'll see. And William O.C. said he lives the dream escape from NYC and live in Vermont.
Thank you, sir. But I still serve the great people of Vermont, so I don't really live the dream there.
Well, that's
and it depends what kind of mood that the wife is in.
Okay.
Sometimes that's not such a dream.
Because that's what Bernie was telling us again about his the missus puts him through.
Especially quite with the mood swings now.
Oh, she has mood swings now?
I don't know what recipe your husband's giving you while you're in such a good mood, but I gotta ask him what he roofies you with.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
What I roofied a wife with ain't working. No. Or at least I'm not getting the dose right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like she would be into it if you gave her a heavier dose of whatever.
I don't know about these things.
I don't know either. I've never roofied anybody. I don't know what kind of dose this takes.
Apparently, I don't either.
Well, I'm wishing you much luck in figuring it out, Bernie.
I'm damn right, all people.
Oh,
they don't make it too clear on the packaging.
There's actually packaging. You don't have to mix this yourself.
No, it's all you open it up and there's like a fucking Bible and there's really tiny print you can't read.
Okay. Oh, man.
You do your best by the pictures.
I'm sure, Bernie. You
maybe
do the best
watch
you can.
Maybe watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, there are probably lots of YouTube videos on this. It sounds like, I was going to say, what you've told me many times about the missus, it sounds like she would be into this.
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble for nobody. He's too old.
That's all right.
I'm too old.
Oh, man. But you're still kicking.
I'm still kicking. I'm still doing my thing. And it makes me feel good that an old lump of sacky shit like Joe Biden is running for a second term.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's not frowned upon. Because when I was running a few years back, I think maybe it was time for me to call it quits.
Well,
I'm old.
You were well liked. People liked you for that.
People still like me.
People do, exactly.
What are you talking about? They liked me in past
they
tense.
They do. Well, I'm saying,
I ain't going nowhere.
I'm hoping not. I don't want you to go anywhere. But what I'm saying is
coffee tasted funny.
Well, when you were running for president, people really liked you too.
They did. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I'm thinking people are loving Joe Biden because, again, but he's done, you've got to admit, Bernie, he's done so much.
But they're stolen ideas.
They are, but they're good ideas, aren't they? And he's giving you guys credit for this.
Look,
he's giving you and the other
again. You're starting to anger me because it's my ideas.
Yeah.
No one gives Bernie credit.
But I thought he
and
did
And I
would have
pulled
credit.
It off better. He's not doing it all right. I would have been doing it right.
So it sounds like you need to get more involved.
Look. People don't want me. I'm playing hard to get this next election.
Oh,
I don't want to just walk around like some, hussy that, doesn't have a date for the prom.
I don't think anybody
thinks. I'd rather go to the prom stag.
That's all right. I don't think anybody thinks you're a hussy.
I'm running my own party.
Are you going to throw your own prom?
I'll run with Kennedy, and he'll be my running mate.
Oh, no, please don't. Please look, don't burn
I said he'd be my running mate.
Yeah, but he's a Republican.
Look, I'll make him wear the sailor suit.
Wow.
I do like Trump's move on that one. That was funny.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, always appreciating you, Bernie.
Always appreciating you too, Biscopa the world. Oh, so now I don't feel as old.
Good.
You have an old piece of shit in there like that, running your country.
Doing a good job of it.
Now I look like a svelte JFK.
Okay. So that's again, a sign you need to get involved.
So if I get a little chemical peel, maybe. What? Maybe some, what is that, collagen? What is that shit they put in your face?
Oh, there's, you could get,
Botox.
Yeah, Botox. Tightens you up, apparently. I've never done it before.
My son-in-law?
Yeah.
A good Jewish doctor. Okay. Cosmetic?
All right.
It comes on the cheap for family and
How
friends. And you tell him you're a friend of Bernie's, and I'll show him. He'll hook you up.
Oh, how about
that?
He's
going to make me look 20 years younger, and I'm going to come back on the scene, and you're going to say, who's that Dapper Dan?
And it's Bernie. Yes.
You're never going to know who it is.
Oh, man, Bernie, you've got to get involved again. You've got to.
Who says I'm not?
Yes, I know you said you're thinking of bowing out, hoping you don't bow out, Bernie.
Well, like I said, I was until Old Man River came along.
Old Man River.
You got 1 foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel.
Oh, man. But he's doing a great job as president. You got to give him credit for that.
Look.
Oh, and William O.C. says, I'd be more excited if Biden traded Harris for Gavin Newsom.
And that's
what
I was
saying
when Biden threw his hat in the ring. Trump was president. Like, remember this, everything people want to remember. Remember one thing. This election.
Yeah.
The president, whether you like Trump or not.
Yeah.
The president who wins this next election.
Yeah.
Will be president or the vice president for the next 8 years. Because whoever wins, and if it would have been Trump, then trust me, what's his face? The vice president. Would have ran and gotten elected.
Maybe, Tim says the same thing. I've just never seen it.
Because he's right. He listens to me. He's not stupid.
I get that. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes. I've never seen that happen in my lifetime.
Look at the Bushes.
Yeah.
Reagan, right? 2 years. What happened after that? Old man Bush.
There you go. And then got voted out by Clinton.
But still,
he was in for 8 years.
That was 12 years.
There you go.
So if Trump had the first four. If he was elected again, would have been another 8. So I said, you need to get Biden the fuck out of there. Get a young, strapping buck like myself in there. I would have made the right decisions.
Of
better
course.
Decisions. And I'd be a lot more pleasant on the eye.
Oh, Bernie.
And I'd be smooth as Johnny Carr.
I've got to say, I've always got to give you credit for your confidence, Bernie.
And I wouldn't have to beg for the black vote.
Because okay.
The brothers know
that
I don't play. And the sisters love the Bernie.
Oh, the sisters. Okay. Oh. Women of color love Bernie. All right. You know, it's funny. I noticed they women of color loved him, too.
What's not to love about your husband?
I agree.
But I like what your husband says. He likes his women, likes his coffee.
Yeah.
Dark and sweet.
Exactly. That's it.
That's a funny one. The missus don't like when I say that.
No, why not?
Because she says, I'll give you black and blue, sweet.
Oh, well, we appreciate you
coming
in.
Because she's trying to one-ups me on my comedy. So she can't do that.
I see. Yeah, that's not fair.
She doesn't know the... should they say quash? Etiquette.
She doesn't have to
the
be
comedy
hostile.
Etiquette yet.
She doesn't need to be hostile.
No.
But what's
except in the bedroom.
That's it, Bernie. But what? Once you're done here, where are you off to now?
Going home.
Okay. All right. Just home for the weekend, or you have some
home for this? Look, you guys have the Easter weekend, right?
Is that this weekend?
This Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stock exchange is closed today.
Okay.
See, a Jew would know that. So you're not a Jew. So I don't respect you.
That's all right.
So
I still respect it. And I respect you.
I was going to go downtown and count my money on Wall Street, but I know they're closed today.
So bad, Bernie.
Mother love it.
So bad. But we always love it when you come to visit us. Right,
thanks for having me, sweetheart. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye, Bernie.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
I'm sorry that Tim wasn't here getting to see Bernie, too. But at least I'm happy that I got to interview him and, of course, got to interview him for our listeners here. So thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a great weekend. And I would think, I'm not sure, I would think we'll probably be back on for the next episode on Sunday. So we'll see all of you then. Have a good night, everybody.